It's 8:51 on Morning Edition. Last week's tragedy in Connecticut has inspired a national conversation about mental health. And back in 2005, the University of Rochester Medical Center teamed up with the State Office of Mental Health and the state's Department of Health to develop a statewide mental health disaster preparedness and training program. Former URMC faculty member Dr. Jack Herman held a key role in helping to establish the disaster response plan and has since remodeled the program for other states. He now works as program director for public health preparedness for the National Association of County and City Health Officials, and he was kind enough to join us this morning. Dr. Herman, thank you for being here.
Good morning.
You were telling me a moment ago you did have a role helping folks who are dealing with the tragic Connecticut shootings. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. This past Sunday, I was providing some consultation to some groups in Connecticut who are working with families and with the teachers who have were impacted by that shooting. A lot of what they were interested in understanding is some of the processes around providing care to families, some of which I had the opportunity to learn through my role in responding to the 9/11 incident in New York City.
How does one talk to survivors of a tragedy of this magnitude? A lot of us just have difficulty wrapping our heads around it.
I think it's hard to say concretely what should you say and what shouldn't you say, though many people try to give that advice. But I think one of the things that I learned is it's important to be genuine in the care that you want to provide. And so it's not necessarily what you say, but how you say it and in the context that you say it. Most of the time, what I've found in working with people who are experiencing tragic situations like this is just sitting next to them, comforting them, and sometimes something as simple as making sure that they're eating, that they're drinking, that they're connecting to their loved ones, the people who really they look to for their support and care through times like these.
Is early intervention possible to prevent an incident like we saw in Connecticut on Friday?
Another great question, and I think you probably have heard over the last few days a lot of people have opinions about that. But I think what's important is that preparing, especially mental health professionals, teachers, and others who may be faced with situations like this as to how to respond and what are the things that they can say to comfort people through times like these is helpful, helping them know where the tools are, the resources are that they can use in order to comfort people, I think is an important first step.
Can you tell us about the plan you put together, the Mental Health Disaster Preparedness and Training Program that we spoke about just a moment ago here in New York State?
Sure. A lot of this came in the aftermath of 9/11 when the New York State Department of Health and Mental Health realized they needed to prepare teams of individuals to be able to respond to these kinds of crises. And so they contacted me at the university, and we talked through what a training program would look like. And then over the course of a few years, we developed the curriculum. We trained over 400 instructors to teach the course throughout New York State. And then they, in turn, spent many months and up until now are still training individuals, mental health professionals, spiritual care providers in this curriculum in hopes that they're preparing communities across the state to be able to respond to tragedies like these.
It's unfortunate that such a plan even has to exist to confront tragedies like this.
It is, but I think we need to be realistic and understand as much as none of us want these situations to happen, they do happen and they will continue to happen. And so it is important that we prepare the resources needed to be able to respond to these situations when they occur.
Very often, the focus is not on those first responders. Some of the folks you're talking about, social workers, psychologists, hospital staff, spiritual counselors, do you see these professionals often suffering from trauma because of the situations that they find themselves in?
That's a great question, and I think it's important to remember that folks who are in these helping professions are also human beings, real people with their own emotions and feelings and thoughts. And so as much as we work hard to try to compartmentalize or wall off some of those feelings, and obviously they can still get to us. And the more we do this type of work, the more important it is to be able to take care of ourselves, recognize when it may be too much or we've had too much of this work, and take a step back and say, these are the things that I need to put in place in order to take care of myself so that I can continue to take care of others.
Do you have any wisdom for any of us, those of us who have observed from a distance, who have painful feelings after watching and listening to the coverage of this event?
Well, I think the first thing that's important to do is dose yourself. Even I, you know, found myself at times spending hours in front of the television in order to learn more about it, and it was hard to pull myself away, but I needed to do that. I needed to take a break, and I needed to dose myself from the amount of information that was coming into me about that tragedy. The second is to recognize that it is important for you to carry on the normal parts of your life. And so we still need to go out and go to work and enjoy ourselves. It's a holiday season, and when situations like this happen around the holiday season, it's hard not for those to have an effect on us. But it is important to remember what the holidays are all about, being with family and friends, the people you care about, and being thankful that you have that time to share with each other. So creating some distance from these events, but also recognizing where you can help others and finding ways to do that. That allows you, if you may not be able to help in this particular situation, it does help you feel like you're being useful in some way. So finding others that you can extend that help to.
Dr. Herman, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Jack Herman from the National Association of County and City Health Officials.